Senate Square. Senate Square is one of the most beautiful areas of St. Petersburg, where many official ceremonies are held. It was designed in the best traditions of town planning. The square is not enclosed, but is surrounded on three sides by the Admiralty, the St. Isaac's Cathedral, and the buildings of the Senate and Synod. The fourth side opens to the Neva River, the main waterway of St. Petersburg. In the center of the square is a monument to Peter the Great, the Bronze Horseman, the main monument of St. Petersburg. This is a monument to Peter the Reformer, Peter the Transformer, Peter the Politician, who made Russia, quote, stand on her haunches rearing, unquote, from Pushkin's poem, The Bronze Horseman. It is no coincidence that the foundation of the monument is a huge stone, a so-called thunderstone, carved in the form of a wave. This symbolizes the crest of reforms on which Russia rose thanks to Peter. The snake under the hoofs of the horse symbolizes the enemies of Peter and his reforms. The monument was erected in 1782 during the reign of Catherine II. The inscription on the pedestal is simple and concise. To Peter I, from Catherine II. The monument was made by French sculptor Étienne Maurice Falconet. He was not alone, though. Peter's head was made by Anne-Marie Calotte, a disciple of the sculptor, and the snake under the horse's hoofs was modeled by Fyodor Gordiev. It is said that two of Catherine's favorite racehorses posed for the figure of the horse, the black stallion Caprice and Snow White Brilliant. Walking around the monument, you will see that the tail of the horse touches the tail of the snake. Although this touch seems to be accidental, it plays a very important role. It is the third support, which bears most of the statue's weight. This is how the sculptor originally solved this problem. The square received its name due to the Senate and Synod buildings. Their facades were made in the solemn and monumental imperial style, according to the project designed by the Italian architect Carlo Rossi. At first glance, it seems that this is a single building with a high arch, richly decorated with sculptures. But if you look closer, you will see that there are two separate buildings, with Galernaya Street between them. The arch only connects them to each other, as if to emphasize the unity between the Senate's secular power and the Synod's power of the Church. The arch is crowned by the sculpture entitled Justice and Piety. These qualities, however, did not always distinguish the state and church officials who sat there. Thus, a saying was born. Quote, in St. Petersburg, the Senate and the Synod live by gifts, unquote, which sounds in Russia like under the arch, podarki, gift, under the arch. In Soviet times, the buildings functioned as the State Historical Archive. Today, they host the Constitutional Court of the Russian Federation and the Library of Boris Yeltsin. In Soviet times, the square had a different name. It was called the Decembrists' Square. It was here on December 14, 1825, that the first revolt in the history of Russia against autocracy and serfdom took place. The regiment, which came to the square, refused to take an oath to the Emperor Nicholas I. The revolt, however, was suppressed, and its members were exiled to Siberia. The five whose guilt was considered the most severe were executed at the crownwork of the Peter and Paul Fortress. Today, nothing in the square reminds people of those dramatic events. The square regained its historical name, Senate Square, and has become a favorite place for newlyweds. According to an established tradition, couples bring flowers to the founder of St. Petersburg on their wedding day.